Podcast Help Desk News for February 15th, 2019. I'm Mike Dell. It's a Friday. Anyway, today we're going to talk about Spotify, since it's been in the news a lot about podcasting, but what we're talking about today is not necessarily directly podcast-related. Spotify will terminate your account if you use an ad blocker, and they changed their terms of service, effective March 1st, so in a couple of weeks. Their user guidelines say that circumventing or blocking advertisements in the Spotify service or creating or distributing tools designed to block advertisement in the Spotify service will get you terminated. Breaking these rules or any of the other rules will result in immediate termination of your Spotify account. Also, Spotify may reclaim the username and all that stuff. So, but basically, what they're trying to do is apparently there's some hacked apps out there for Spotify that lets you listen to Spotify, you know, the free version of Spotify, their music service, without all the ads that they throw in between the songs and whatnot. And, you know, they're trying to block that. So if you use those things, you're going to get suspended or whatever. Now, if you pay the, what is it, 10 bucks a month or whatever, I forget what Spotify costs. I do pay it. I do like their music service, and I do not like ads. So, you know, I'm willing to pay. But for those that do not, I guess, and I haven't, what are all these noises? But anyway, all the ads that come up, I guess, are kind of annoying. But, you know, like I said, I haven't listened to the free version of Spotify in a while. Maybe I'll have to give that a try and just see how onerous it is. But, yeah, just be careful out there. If you're using Spotify to listen to podcasts or Spotify to listen to music or both, you know, don't download the hacked apps. Because they will figure it out, and you will go poof on their service, and that's not cool. I mean, they have to make their money somehow. They just spent a boatload of money on a couple of big properties, and yeah, they need every penny they can get. Otherwise, they're going to go away, and you know, nobody wants to see that. So until next week, this is Mike, and be sure to go check out podcasthelpdesk.com sometime today. I hope to have out the Paul Culligan interview at Podcast Help Desk. You can also subscribe to this podcast on regular podcast aggregators at, podcasthelpdesknews.com. There we go. I remembered the custom domain, but that will take you to phdnews.blueberry.net, where you can hit the appropriate button and you will get a vibration in your pants when we put out a new episode. Thanks, Mark Whitney, for that line. Anyway, everybody have a great weekend. Catch you Monday.